Federal Reserve banks will make available a digital dollar wallet to any U.S. person eligible for the payments as well. And interesting, you know, when you look at this article about the digital dollar, Daniel Gorfine, he's founder of an advisory firm. And get this, get the name of this firm. I love how these people, it's like Palantir, right? Yeah, we got these crystal balls and people use them to communicate, but we can use that to look into them. Look into their soul, look into their life and everything. You know, that's what they use for Palantir. Consciously reference that. Well, this guy calls his company Gattaca. I mean, you can make this stuff up. These people look at dystopian nightmares. It's like, hey, we could make a lot of money, you know, recreate making that happen in real life. And so he's got Gattaca Horizons. He's a founding director of the Digital Dollar Project. And he says, it's worth exploring, testing, and piloting a true U.S. dollar broader digital infrastructure in order to improve our future capabilities and resiliency and make me a billionaire. You know, I'll take away your freedoms if I can become a billionaire. And it was Maxine Waters, as I pointed out, that slipped that in. You know, the lady who has the ethics issues in the previous economic collapse. And who basically said, you're not going to have any cryptocurrency. We're going to do the cryptocurrency, and we're going to force that on everybody. You know, I got so busy yesterday, I didn't even talk about what came out over the weekend as somebody sent me a list. You know, we're talking about how long this is going to last. Oh, is it going to last for weeks? Well, you know, in North Carolina, they're handing out a certificate of post-disaster reentry and referencing their state statute. But the key thing about that was that certificate to travel outside of curfews being imposed had an expiration date of April the 30th, 2021, next year. And I've got a whole list of documents like this that have been given out to companies in advance to say, yes, you are critical. You will be allowed to travel. Other people won't. So we'll see whether or not President Trump actually pulls this back. But understand, these travel internal passports, it's just preliminary. And those wristbands, they're just preliminary. We'll talk to you about the fact that that was a prelude to digital controls. Welcome back. You know, we look at these travel passes that are being put out so that you can have a permit to drive based on the business that you're in. Or, you know, what we've also seen about the wristbands. The plan was to have you get a test and then you get a, you know, wristband like you do if you want reentry into a theme park or something. And that'll be good for one day. They'll be color-coded. But, of course, the guy who gave me that works in cybersecurity. He doesn't, he's not in the printing business, printing bands. He works in cybersecurity. So the bottom line is that just like we see this plan snuck in to Pelosi's pork bill by Maxine Waters to create a digital dollar and digital dollar wallets and so forth. It is a cyber plan. They want to be able to track you electronically. And this is already being done across the world. Because, again, this is globalism. They're rolling this out across the world. The pattern was established by China, and we're now all imitating China. In Hong Kong, people arriving from abroad are made to put on a plain-looking white wristband. Oh, there you go. And you also have to download an app called Stay Home Safe before exiting the airport. The app has to be registered once the user is at home, and that starts a 14-day countdown. The user is required to walk to all four corners of his apartment so that the app can capture the location and the confines of his home. So there you go. You've got an app to track where you are on your phone to make sure you don't get out of that home for 14 days, and then a wristband, you know, the combination of the two, right? That's why I said it was a cybersecurity expert who gave me that photo of what's being planned here in America. Last week, Israel approved the use of cell phone tracking technology to monitor suspected coronavirus patients, or I should say prisoners, right? An option that's normally used only for counterterrorism. In other words, if you are a person who has been identified as having the coronavirus, and again, these tests that are being put out there, the mere presence of a coronavirus in your bloodstream labels you as a terrorist if you don't imprison yourself. Look at how people are treating Rand Paul. You got Pelosi's daughter out there saying, well, I hope he dies. And I'm glad that that guy injured him, and he's had part of his lung removed because of that. One of the stories from D News, D-N-Y-U-Z, I guess is how you pronounce it, D News, a left-wing rag, if ever there was one, like Daily Beast. they had the article, you know, I'm a millennial, and I got sick with this, and I had to go to the hospital. And then right underneath that, as you should be afraid, and you should be, you know, concerned about all these other people, they had a picture of Rand Paul, and he was walking in the picture. And then floating up from Rand Paul were all these, like, you know, bubbles. They're supposed to be germs. And they called him the super spreader. Look at this. He's been spreading coronavirus all over the Senate. So forth, right? We'll give him a medal. No, they wanted to vilify him. No sympathy for Rand Paul. Mm-mm, no, no, no. He should be killed. This is the way these people, these are the people who want to, for your own good, they want to lock you up, right? No, they're just filled with hate. Filled with hate for anybody who appreciates the Bill of Rights, who appreciates individual liberty, anybody who likes America and our culture. No, no, no. They want to overthrow all that. They hate our culture and anybody who stands for it. There it is right there. There's that's their image of Rand Paul, the super spreader. Thailand is reportedly giving all new arrivals at its airports a free SIM card and making them download an app that will track their location for 14 days. And as RT points out, mobile technology can help to track these people, but it is fueling an authoritarian virus across the world. So we're having an economic meltdown at the same time we're having government authoritarianism, totalitarianism go viral. That is the fourth turning. Typically results in depression, war, and a more centralized authoritarian government, and we're seeing it in spades very quickly right now. There's an obvious caveat here, they say, which needs to be highlighted before we rush into embracing a high-tech solution, which may have important unintended consequences. The caveat is, which problem is being solved with this approach? See, this is, you are the problem. And restricting everything that you do and tracking everything that you do is their solution. Professor Frazier from Oxford University's Big Data Institute and the Newfield Department of Medicine. See how those two go together? They use medicine for their big data. Says this is unlike any previous epidemic, and it requires multiple interdependent containment strategies. Oh, that sounds very impressive, doesn't it? See, it's just science. We have to listen to the scientists and to the doctors. Almost half of coronavirus transmissions occur in the very early phase of infection before symptoms appear. So we need a fast, effective mobile app for alerting people who have been exposed. But this begs a question, says RT. How do we know who has the virus, given the current limits of testing across the world? See, that's the whole key. Our tests are not very effective. You can get a lot of false positives. You can get a lot of false negatives. Data taken from cellular towers also lacks precision and could force many people into quarantine who did not come close enough to people carrying the virus for them to be affected. So that's a key part of this. They're trumpeting the fact that with this, by using electronic tracking, they will, and they started, they went public with a very disgusting app that had been created by a company called Babel Streets called Locate X. They could do a geofence around an area. Once you went into that area, they could then track your entire travel history, everywhere that you'd been. They'd scrape it. And I said, well, you understand that Google and Apple and many other apps, they are keeping track of your history unless you dig down and turn that off. And then, of course, they'll turn it back on when you're not looking. And so they keep your travel history. And so this is a program that's being sold to law enforcement agencies even before this happened. They just started talking about it as they're preparing to roll it out and to use this to protect you, of course. And with that, if you go into that area, they'll look at all your travel history. They'll cross-tabulate that with other people. They're bragging about the fact that they can even look at this information and tell if you are keeping social distancing. How close? Not only were you in the proximity of the other people, but how close were you? Were you keeping the mandated 6 feet distance between you and other people? If not, send in the police. You know, we've got the police in California now going to use drones to enforce quarantine lockdown. You saw this story on the Drudge Report. This is Chula Vista, town just outside San Diego. They purchased two drones from a Chinese company, DJI. And, of course, DJI is their drones can be used for good purposes. They can be used for bad purposes. Technology is a double-edged sword. But right now, the governments are basically shutting down your ability to use drones, monopolizing their ability to use it, and using it for things like this. The outbreak says the police chief has changed my view of expanding the program as rapidly as I can. We are following the pattern of China, even in this headline. Italy goes full Wuhan. That's right, full Wuhan. That's exactly what this is about. You got Cuomo. I love the euphemisms these people come up with. He calls it a pause as he locks down every activity in his state. California calls it safer at home. Illinois calls it shelter at home. Again, this is exactly what they do after shooting. Shelter at home. Stay safe at home. We'll be around. Pick up your guns. Turn them all in, Mr. and Mrs. America. You're not allowed to defend yourself. You're not allowed to have firearms. And, of course, now the New York state has now suspended any pistol permitting. I didn't even know that they did that. But they've now shut down Remington Firearms because of, you know, COVID-19. That's Cuomo. All right, we've got to take a break. And before we do, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The government is not going to be looking out for your health. That's your responsibility. If you want to self-isolate, fine. But, of course, you're going to need to have supplies. And the supplies are shutting down, just as we've seen with food, with storable food, because of the mandated plan to shut down our economy. So we have a limited supply. We are not price gouging. We are actually discounting supplements to help you to supplement your health and your family's health. We have DNA Force Plus is now back in stock, 40% off a single bottle, 50% off 2, 5, or 10 packs. We have Bod Ease, 40% off. Turmeric, a natural ingredient, along with other natural ingredients to help you fight inflammation and to boost your immune system. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 40% off. Ultra 12, 40% off. 50% off together. All right, as we look at the burgeoning police state, we have the governor of New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy, was very angry that people were getting out of their houses in New Jersey, said, we're not going to have any gathering of any kind. And he said, we are going to enforce this. We're going to take action. And they did. In Lakewood, New Jersey, you had a wedding where 50 people gathered. It's kind of like a flash mob wedding, right? Got to quickly do it. Don't tell the government. I mean, we got to, if you want to have even a home wedding, if you want to have a home church, you better do it secretly. Don't let the government, because we're following the Chinese model, right? So I said yesterday, I said, oh, okay, so we have the governments have declared that churches are non-essential. And surprisingly, the churches agree. A lot of people came back and said, well, we got a home church. That's what we do. You know, it's like, okay, well, good luck with that because, you know, I hope you don't have more than 10 people in your home church. You got one homeschool family. That's boom, you're done. that's the pattern in China. People have to do home churches. And because they persecute the regular churches that have buildings. But even the home churches are persecuted. So they have to do it secretly. Got to keep them small. Got to keep it secret. Got to do that now, even if you're going to have a wedding in New Jersey, because we got Democrats in charge. And, of course, the Republicans are right there behind them. They're just Democrat light. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy banned gatherings of 50 or more people. And so they charged a 49-year-old man with maintaining a nuisance because he hosted a wedding at his home. The Lakewood Police is asking that its citizens be responsible and obey the directives set forth by the state of New Jersey. Just obey. Obey your government. Obey it. Don't question it. Obey it. If you question it, you'll be taken off of Twitter. We've already been warned. Do not question the directives or the pronouncements, the junk science coming from these agencies that have withheld medicine from you and told you that you're going to be forced to take other medication. Don't question that. If you do, you'll be punished. Your speech will be taken away. Murphy said he expects to issue more restrictions on social distancing. Well, and there's an app for that, turns out. Washington Post is reporting that the U.S. government is in active talks with Facebook, Google, and a wide array of tech companies and health experts on how they can use location data gleaned from Americans' phones to combat the novel coronavirus, including tracking whether or not people are keeping one another at safe distances. See? It's not just whether or not you go into a geofenced area, Babel Streets and their Location X app that I talked about, and then going back and looking at the travel history of everybody. Oh, let's grab that guy there. Oh, it's all anonymous, they say. Not if they have targeted you. And then it gets more granular than that, because now they're going to start getting your Facebook and Google data to see how close you are to other people. Are you maintaining the safe distance that we told you to do? Right. Three people familiar with the effort who spoke on condition of anonymity to the Washington Post, because, you know, they have anonymity. They are the government. The government has secrets. You will have no secrets from the government, and you will have no anonymity either, because they're going to take away your paper money. They're going to give you digital cash. Everything is going to be monitored by these people. Google also confirmed, said the Washington Post, late Tuesday, that it had been in conversations with government officials, tech giants, and health experts. Google says it's working on its own to tap its trove of location data, particularly any insights it can derive from its popular Maps app. Google spokesman said, we're exploring ways that aggregated, anonymized location information could help in the fight against COVID-19. One example, he said, could be helping health authorities determine the impact of social distancing. And they'll be showing up to arrest you if you don't maintain your proper social distancing. The government is encouraged by American technology companies who are looking to leverage aggregated, anonymized data for profit. Yes, they will profit. They will essentially, as Lenin knew, they will sell the rope that's used to hang themselves. That's why we occasionally get whistleblowers from inside Google who don't want to hang themselves. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.